Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Celeste Cuffey here of Life and Power Consulting Services, where our mission is to reach, encourage, and motivate others to access and utilize their God-given talents and skills. I hope you are having a productive day, a positive day, and I also hope that you are living life empowered. Thank you so much for joining me today on this podcast. I am so excited to share with you today's topic. We have something in common, relationship building. During these warmer months here in the great state of Wisconsin, there are quite a few networking activities in the city. There's quite a few opportunities to connect with others and build relationships. And I wanted to spend some time just sharing with you some of the things that we can do to make sure that we build and establish relationships. Now, these strategies that I am going to discuss, they do not only impact in the business world, but they also impact in the personal world, your volunteering world, as well as that professional world. And so we have just a few things that we want to talk about today with regards to relationship building. And I know that you're going to find value in it. And I just want to start with saying this one statement. We are better together. For some reason, there seems to be so much discourse and segregation and isolation in this world that we have somewhere along the lines have and disregarded or forgot about the value of unity, collaboration, teamwork, all of those things that enable us to grow and be successful together. We are missing unity in so many different areas of our lives. And I want to spend, as I said, time with you talking about that. And the first thing that I'm going to share with you, just with regards to having something in common, is that we need to look for commonalities in each other. What I've seen and what I've experienced is that when we look at people, when we go to our meetings, when we go to our different events, what we do immediately is we find and we identify and we highlight internally the differences of who we are as individuals. We identify the differences in the way that we dress. We identify the differences in the way that we look and the hairstyles that we have and all of these external things. We also identify the differences even in companies and job roles. And so what department is more important? We may feel like the accounting department is less important than the marketing department, which is less important than the sales team. But the truth is, we need each and every one of them to really be successful. So instead of looking at the differences, let's spend time looking for the commonalities. What are the end goals of a project? If everyone is sitting in the room, do you all have the same end goal of making sure that that project is successful? What about in your personal life? When you are connecting with individuals, people that you've not met before, do you think that their goal is any different than yours, meaning to be happy, to have a level of success? That's something that you have in common with that individual, I believe, even before you really have an interaction with them. What about when you're trying to accomplish a task? Don't you want the entire task to be successful? And you realize that you need both hands. You need you as well as that person. And the fact that you guys are different really makes the task more attainable. So it increases your productivity. And so I'm challenging you to do the very first thing is while we physically see the differences, I challenge you to take it a step further and look for the commonalities. Relationship building 101. Look for the commonalities. The second thing that I would challenge you to do is ask questions, get to know them, and then wait for the answer. Do not walk in with preconceived notions. And if you do, don't say what they are. Let them say. Let them speak. And then, not only do you do that, but then you ask them, why did you ask that question? So, for example, I had a great conversation with someone, and I asked her, she has two boys, and I asked her, do you want more children? And she explained to me no and why and so on and so forth. And I said, oh, I just was wondering, because a lot of times I know people with all one gender of a child of children, they often still long for that other gender, that other sex. And it was a great, very engaging conversation. But what am I doing? I'm building a relationship. So ask questions. And not only just in a perspective of how to do something as a task-oriented, but what is the lesson that you can learn? So, for example, a lesson that you can learn in principle. So, for example, I think back to in my professional days, I worked in the bank, and the bank had bullet-resistant glass. And I had a customer come in, and I spoke to the customer, hello, how are you? Customer didn't respond. Then I went on to say, I hope you're having a great day. The customer still did not respond. And I performed the transaction, and by the time the transaction was completed, I kind of had an emotional response because I was really speaking to this customer, and he had never responded to me. But when I gave him his receipt, he walked away and said, thank you very much. And as he walked away, I realized that he had hearing aids. So he probably couldn't hear me the whole entire time. So I shared this story, but really what I learned is don't judge a book by its cover. And so as you're interacting with people and you're asking them questions, you're not only just getting to know them as in you want to know their personal business, but you're learning, you're seeing how you can grow from that individual, from that connection that you've had with that person. And so not only do you ask questions to get to know them, as you're learning, that's when you highlight the commonalities. So first we talked about looking for commonalities. Then we talked about asking questions to get to know them even more. And then the next thing you do is you highlight them. We all have something in common. And some of the things that we have in common are this, this, that, and the other. So, for example, if you were in a workplace, we all want what's best for the team. We want efficiency. We want effectiveness. We want this process to be as painless as possible. I'm sure everyone sitting at the table can agree with that. Now, let's work on the approach. So, highlight the commonalities. If this was from a personal perspective, we want what's best for our kids. We want to give them the best opportunities possible. We want to support them as much as possible without being a crutch or an enabler for them. That is the thing that, in a personal example of the commonality. So while you may disagree on the approach, you know that at the end, your goal is the same. And so when you know that, it's easier to come up with a agreed-upon approach. And not only do you highlight the commonalities, but then take it a step further again. You look for ways to complement and build on each other. You have something I need. I have something you need. And together we have everything that we need. And so, for example, I tend to cake, and I was sharing it with a person, and they said, well, consider adding sour cream because that really enhances the moisture. So it's something that I already do, and I'm confident in doing it, but somebody gave a suggestion in a way to make it better. We complemented each other. So what you want to do is make sure that you're looking for ways to complement the people that you are connecting with, because you're relationship building, you're building and you're strengthening the relationship as you're doing that. Now, here's the next thing that you have to do. It's easy to say do these things when you get into that situation, when you get into that environment, but you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to get comfortable being proactive. You have to be comfortable practicing these approaches on a daily, very regular basis, because you never know who can support you, who will support you, and vice versa. You don't know who can help you until you have that conversation with them, until you ask those questions, until they begin to ask you those questions, and then you begin to share, and then you build a collaboration and a relationship. And that is what is most important. And so, again, you're looking for commonalities. You're asking questions to get to know that individual. And you're learning from them. You're learning task-oriented things, or you're learning by principle. You're learning lessons. You highlight the commonalities and celebrate them because you do have a common goal. If you are in a space, your goal is to build and strengthen relationships. If you are at work, it's to complete a project as timely and as effective and as efficiently as possible. If you work for a team, your goal is to be the best that you can be for that team, and you want other people to do that. And guess what? Just in case others aren't doing that, by you leading out, you will have influence. So make sure that you're doing those activities. And look for ways to complement and build. Build on each other because you need each other. We need each other. As I started out this podcast, I said this: we are better together. And we have more in common than we have differences, believe it or not. We have more in common then we have differences. And so we have to stop looking for the differences and start looking for the commonalities, the things that will bridge us, that will unify us, that will bring us closer together. And that does cause a little bit of discomfort. That does cause us to step out of what we're accustomed to in our norm. However, if you practice this approach on a regular basis, you will be amazed at the results that you're going to see. So just remember, we're better together. We have something in common, and we're building relationships. So thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you learned quite a bit. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. For more information about Life Empowered Consulting Services and all that we offer, do not hesitate to contact me at 414-939-5327 or visit my website at www.celestecuffey.com. Thank you so much again for your time, and please live a life empowered.